From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Tenbow by Matt Braun. 1. The hunter held his horse to a slow walk. There was no reason for speed, and he was concerned that undue noise might spook his quarry. His stalk had been cautious and hidden, nothing to betray his presence. He felt assured of a kill. Sunlight filtered through a thick stand of aspen, covering the mountainside in dappled shadow. He reined to a halt near the crest and stepped down from the saddle. With some care, he tied his horse to a tree, looping the reins into a snug knot. Gunfire startled even the best of horses, and he'd learned long ago not to risk being left afoot. The mountains were rough traveling on Shank's mare. From his saddlebags he removed a parflesh of tanned leather. Inside were strips of hardened jerky, made from elk meat. A week passed, under a hot June sun, he had cured the meat until it was dark and brittle. After taking a wrinkled strip from the parflesh, he returned the leather pouch to his saddlebags. He broke off a hunk with strong teeth, allowing saliva to soften the jerky, and stood chewing without haste. He still had time to spare, and the thought of a kill always summoned his hunger. He savored the gamey taste, partial to sun-cured elk. Afterward, he licked his fingers and wiped them dry on his buckskin shirt. He was a large man with shaggy black hair and a thick beard flecked with gray. He wore a battered hat and trousers stuffed into moccasin boots favored by the northern tribes. Strapped around his waist was a gun belt.